People say, "Oh, will you write a poem for me? Just dedicate a poem to me." And then I say, "Well, you know, it's like, okay, fine, I'll do that. But you know, you're gonna get the poem I'm gonna give you." And then once I was in that sort of that mode where I thought, "Well, if I chose to write a poem for somebody, who would I dedicate the poem to?" And very facetiously, I said, "Lizzie Borden." I dedicate from Lizzie Borden. And of course, when you make up a statement like that, you sort of curse, you jinx yourself. You know, now I gotta write the poem. So I actually wrote this poem for Lizzie Borden. And then I tell you, okay, well, first read the Lizzie Borden poem and then tell me if you want me to write a poem for you with your name on it. You know, we'll see. And this poem is called Mise-en-Scène. Mise-en-Scène in theater is to put on the scene, to set the stage. This is a mise-en-Scène for Lizzie Borden. You are not a woman, you are not a ghost, or the shrill that makes the neighbor's hounds abort. You are not a space between buildings, not wind tunnel or porthole through which the indigent cat slips in and out of its coma. You aren't the hermetic door with its back to the street. You are not the echo to the cracking wood or the footfalls mimicking distance as they spiral down to the dark hole of a center. You are not the center. You are not the interruption of the window surprising the postman as he skips the tin mailbox once more. Every person in this house has died. You buried your mother with a plum in your throat. You buried your father without his hair or his shoes. You buried the hair inside the shoes. The shoes behave like flower pots in the corner and wait for the moss to grow. What does a creature do in the tar pits of its own extinction but lift its tusks to the heavens to pierce its own wail? You are no less dead than the parakeet that gnaws at the chips of paint. Father said to keep it in its cage, but you want something else to die before you hand over the room to your corpse and disintegrate like the stack of father's pornographic magazines in the fireplace. You are not the immolation. You are not the woman pressing your shriek to the page. But you know about turning black limb after limb. You know about finding a smile grinning on the mantle and detached from its skull. You buried your father without his teeth. You buried your father that night he wanted to step inside you the way he steps into the house. You are not the dress that opens from the outside like an iron gate. You're not the stupid woman with her fingers shoved inside her mouth. When she goes up in flames, she will melt into the fruit bowl. You are not the fire. You are not the bowl. You are not the reason the parakeet sputters down to the floor in a trail of smoke. This is not your bird, and this is not your house. You are not the screeching sirens. No, you are not the owner. He disappeared into the mattress and left his bones. You're not the daughter. You're not the spouse. She's in the kitchen and she can't get out. No, you're not the poison in the soup. You're not the knife or gun or noose. You are not at home, and this is not your burning house.